Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
In the sight of God, I swear to you, it's only two men. The first man, Adam.
Yeah.
And the last man, Adam. And either you're born in the first one or you're born in the last one. But there are only two men. It brings out all kinds of emotions. Because Adam said, I was afraid. I was naked. I hid myself. I want to talk about men that hide. I hid myself. I showed you who you wanted to see. Oh, it's gonna get quiet in here. I showed you what I thought you could handle. But I hid myself. I hid myself is one issue. I hid myself. I was never really there. There's not a man, I'm going to make a bold statement. There's not a man in this room that has not hid himself in some way. The funny thing about men, and I've been counseling, I've been working with a lot of men who are going through a lot of things right now. One of the most amazing things is that Adam took these fig leaves and he hid his loins. He hid the most productive part of himself. And I have found the funny thing about men is the parts we hide are the parts that would make a difference in the family. Wow. That we hide the most productive part of ourselves and hide behind what we think is masculinity. Sometimes we need to cry. Sometimes we need to struggle. Sometimes we need to let people know that it's not easy to be us. Sometimes we don't get the respect that we need, or the accolades that we need, or the support that we need, because we hide that we need it. And the woman you married may not have been raised around a man, so she doesn't know how to read a man. And the man she got, she cannot see because he... He hid himself. If we would stop hiding for a moment in this room, you would be shocked at who we are. So God says, Adam, where are you? Does that mean that God couldn't see him? Of course not. It might mean that God couldn't recognize him in all the stuff he was hiding behind. I don't recognize who you have become. I don't recognize who you pretend to be. I don't recognize this person that you're acting like you are. I don't recognize you. Where are you? When I left you, you were naked. When I came back, you were some strange creature with leaves on, walking around playing the role. Because you're scared that if anybody saw you, they wouldn't love you. Anybody got the courage to say amen? Amen. That's why we hide. We hide because we think if you saw us, maybe you wouldn't love us. So we hide ourselves. And we make stuff up to cover us up. We make up stuff we gotta do and places we gotta go and things that gotta happen to hide ourselves. We get positions and jobs and money and status or muscles or triceps or girlfriends.
Come on, Bishop.
To hide ourselves. And she thinks you're with her because she's sexy. It ain't because she's sexy, it's because she covers you. She covers your vulnerabilities. She covers what you're afraid of about yourself. She covers what happened to you. She covers the part of you that don't feel so strong, and she tells you what you want to hear, and she is your fig leaves. I heard thy voice. I was naked. I was afraid. What are you afraid of, Adam? You've been naked the whole show. Adam has been naked the whole time. He's never had a suit on in his life, but he didn't know he was naked. Who told you you was naked? When he found out that you could see him, he hid himself. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ready or not? God is saying, ready or not? Here I come. You know why we can't really worship good? Because we hide ourselves. So it's difficult for many men to really get lost in worship. Oh, we can act like we're at a football game and get the rah-rah going. But if we get into deep worship with tears and praise and your heart is open and you gotta be naked before him, leave us out. Cause we can rah, rah, yo, yo, like we're on a football game. We are up for that. But if we have to be naked emotionally and vulnerable and exposed, oh no, that's for the women. So our idea of a great praise service is noise. I heard that voice. I was naked. I was afraid. I hid myself. We can live and die and never be known. You can grieve over the death of a father you never really met.
Well, well, well.
You met who he showed you. You met who he showed you. You met who he showed you. Because most of the men in this room don't even feel like anybody even knows who they really are. Adam, where the I want the naked you, the nervous you, the worried you, the crying you, the confused and broken you, the upset you, the you that can't sleep at night, the you that's walking the floor, the you that's at its wits' end, the you that contemplates suicide. Adam! think in front of people, Adam. I am looking for you. Don't you know? Don't you know that I love you, not who you pretend to be? Adam, I don't recognize this church boy's game you playing. I didn't die for this church boy you playing. While you were yet sinners, Christ commended his love toward us in that he died for us while we were naked. He died for the person you're hiding. He shed his blood for the guy you're trying to convince him that you're not. And you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning venting who you really are because daylight can't catch you. And if God is looking for you, and your sons and your daughters are looking for you, and your wife is looking for you, sometimes even you're fooling with them, but you're looking for you're fooling with her, but you're looking for, you're messing with him, but you're looking for, oh, they quiet. Just like you said they was gonna be. He thinks you're looking for him. No, you're looking for you. She thinks it's about her. No, you're looking for you. You know why you're looking for you? Because your daddy was looking for him too. Your eyes have not seen, nor your ears heard, the things that God has in store.
I'm coming back, I'm coming back, knocking
down. You have value and you have worth.
God's grace is sufficient. Are you ready
for more? Generational curses to generational blessings. I want to talk to some real women.
The women that will walk in faith.
You could get healed in here.
The place where you are going to stand tall and see the glory of God.
I'm not who I was. I'm not who I was. Woman, thou art loosed.
The only thing sure about fatherhood is that it will change. What you need when your children are little to be is totally different from what you need when they become teenagers. Don't miss the young age, the little age where they want you to ride on their back and, you know, and it, unfortunately, it comes at a time in a man's life when you're trying to make it. And you spend so much energy trying to make it that you don't have much left when you get home and they get on your nerves. But don't miss that moment because you'll never have it again. After a while, you'll want them to come play. And they'll come over and kiss you on the forehead and say, I gotta go, I got a date, I got the car, I'm going to so and so and so, see you later. After a while, they'll come on the holidays and you'll be fussing, I don't even see you no more. You know, so everything is beautiful in its own time.
And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers. Malachi 4:6.
This is a man thing. It's a man thing. One man, the father of all men. And everything came into the family through him. It's a man thing. And it comes up in his boys, Cain and Abel. Because the father has bit on sour grapes, the teeth of the children are set on edge. And what you mad at him about, you caused. It's a man thing. One man. In the sight of God, there are only two men.
Come on now.
In the sight of God, I swear to you, it's only two men. The first man, Adam.
Yeah.
And the last man, Adam. And either you're born in the first one, or you're born in the last one, but there are only two men, and both of them got this thing going on with the tree. The first man, Adam, died because he ate from the tree. The last man, Adam, lives because he was hung. On a tree. Why do you think Jesus died on a tree? When they beat him bad enough, he should have died on the whipping post. But had he died on the whipping post, he wouldn't have broke the curse that was on the first man, Adam. Because it was not about a whipping post. It was always about a tree. So Jesus had to die on a tree. I can fix this. You don't have to take matters into your own hands. You don't have to fix yourself. You don't have to father yourself. You don't have to mentor yourself. Come out of hiding, Adam! Adam! Before you destroy yourself, Come out, wherever you are, whatever you're into, whatever you did, whoever you are. Adam, if you come out of hiding, I can fix it. Adam, you don't have to be this unhappy. Adam, you don't have to be this miserable. Adam, you don't have to make your own clothes. Adam, I will cover you. Adam, I will heal you. Adam, I will bless you. Adam, I will save you. Adam, I will raise you up. Adam, I've already seen you. I've already seen you, Adam. I love you with an everlasting love. You can't fool me with your fig leaves, Adam. Adam, whatever you're making to cover yourself is dying while you're stitching it. And that's why the relationships keep falling apart, because they're fig leaves. And fig leaves always die when you pull them away from the roots. And if I could ask God for anything this morning, I would ask God to give the men in this room the courage. Just the courage just the courage to come naked. I'm kind of crazy, but here I come. I'm kind of wacko, but here I come. I'm kind of depressed, but here I come. I'm kind of scared, but here I come. I'm getting older. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to handle it. I define myself by stuff that's changing in me. And I'm scared to death, and I can't talk to anybody, but here I come. I'm young, and I thought I'd be further than I am right now. And I can't get a job, and I can't get up on my feet, but here I come. I'm afraid I got too much of my mama in me. I give up too easy. I run too fast, but here I come. I'm coming to you. You see, the problem with Adam is that God was raising Adam because Adam never had a childhood. He never got to be a little boy. He got thrust into a position of authority so fast that he never got to have a childhood. And so God is using the story not to raise a little boy. He's trying to raise a man who's got a little boy down on the inside. Oh! And God says, I know you didn't get everything you were supposed to get, but I still love you. And if you come out, I'll fix you. I care about you. I know you saw too much too soon. I know you went through too much too fast. I know you were exposed to stuff you shouldn't have been exposed to. And I know you're a grown man and you never got to be a little boy, but I swear, I'm looking for you. I want you. I want you. I want you. I don't know whether Eve wants you, but I want you. I can't promise you Cain and Abel, but I want you. I want you. I want you. Because you didn't get all those 8 steps. You didn't get all that stuff. And now you're trying to be what you didn't see. And you're playing a role that you have no script for. And you don't know how to really be a father because you never really had one. Wherever you are, come out not reading well. Come out and didn't do well in school. Come out, wherever you are. Come out! Come out! Wherever you are. Leave him alone, leave him alone. Come out. Come out, man. Come out, dude. Come out. Come out, man. I know what it feels like to be you. I know what it feels like to be you. Come out, Adam! Adam up on the balcony hiding. You gonna hide in the balcony, you're gonna use where you sit in the house. Adam! Adam! With your Brioni suit on, Adam! I don't care nothing about your suit. Cut out! You in the gym every day, I see your triceps and your biceps. I don't care. Come out! Come out. Come out. And so, just us fellas, just us guys, we know the real deal. We know the real deal. I'm not preaching it because I'm better than you. I'm preaching it because I'm one of you.
He's calling.
Yeah.
He's calling.
I'm one of you.
He's calling you. He's calling you.
Come to me. Come here. Come here. Give it to me.
He's
give it
calling.
To me. Don't let the devil convince you just because of a temporary circumstance that you forget who you really are. You might be in a storm right now. You might be suffering right now. You might be broke right now, but don't believe it.
Walk with the Lord and go from trauma to triumph. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive the 65 Priceless Promises Coffee Table Devotional. This one-of-a-kind book has been curated with 65 lessons from the life of Bishop T.D. Jakes.
There's not a person in this room that God didn't do something as an evidence to you that He is God over every circumstance in your life.
For your gift of $165 or more, learn to overcome trauma and triggers with Process to the Promise, an inspiring three-message series. You'll also receive the Heaven's Promises 5x7 art print, in addition to the 65 Priceless Promises devotional.
Don't you get in this store and forget what He taught you!
Tap into a word from the Lord through Bishop. Call or click to reserve your bundle today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.